Sweet dreams indeed. Hang on a second while I try to get my Skype turned up. Are you there, Christina and Sandra?
I'm here.
We got everybody?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're a little bit low. Hang on.
Okay. Let's see what I can do.
We're good.
Is that any better?
Still sounds a little bit low.
I'm going to... Is that any better?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Rumble, rumble. Rumble, rumble. Well, excellent job, especially for, I mean, I'm just awed that we had people working together between Oregon and Tunisia on this, and finding this commonality of, obviously everybody has an interest in dreams, and everybody a poet. And so the sound is, it might be an artifact of my Latiocast. I didn't listen to your audio beforehand, but we will post your original file, not this part of it. Well, first of all, Sandy, that's an epic dream that you had.
No, I wanted to hear more about that story.
Oh, you'd like to hear more of that story?
Yeah, when did
more about it?
Yeah, when did this happen? And did you like get up and was it all there?
Oh, well, when I was the original story, which dream, which was being taken up in a flying saucer, is actually part of, you know, kind of urban legends of America, except that I had such a dream. So I just pulled some pieces together. And the rest of it, of course, is imaginative.
Yeah.
You know, it's got a hero's journey curve in there. Alan, you might notice, and all that kind of stuff. So
definitely.
Well, just a,
and I found it interesting. Go ahead.
Oh,
I was just going to say, I found it interesting that as I was listening at first, I was so lost. I mean, I didn't know who Mops and Tip Top and Gemstone were. But then, of course, as a good storyteller, you know, it slowly gets revealed over time, where you get a bigger picture over time. Because in the beginning, I was like, wait a minute, I have no idea who these things are. But, you know, you keep listening and it fills in slowly. I thought that was just very interesting.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought Hafa's voice is so beautiful. I'm so glad that Hafa, that you're still with us, I imagine. And she has such a lovely lyrical voice. And I hadn't heard the bird song, oddly enough, Alan. And I'm glad you pointed that out. You could hear the bird song outside her recording area.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Yeah, she does have a fantastic voice. We had heard her. Rochelle and I did a podcast talking about various audio assignments that people had done a few weeks ago. And she had done one for Your View of Philosophy. And it was just like a 30-second, you know, idea of what philosophy means to you. And I had heard her voice then, and it is really lovely.
Wow.
It's great. And Karen has such unique viewpoints as well. I thought that she had some good quotes. And, of course, I love it whenever anybody reads Rumi, so I was thrilled to have that.
That was good. And I mean, the way you got the conversational tone of what you had, it felt very intimate in the personal connection that you guys obviously have. And that really comes through in the audio.
Of course, you're in the world's smallest audio booth, knee to knee, you know, one of those tiny little booths that they put you in. And, you know, so I just wanted to interview her, not marry her.
Yeah. But... Well, but the sound really, it makes a difference coming through in the sound booth. It's just really clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you're the only group that actually managed to do any recording, you know, together, right? In the same room. So that's lovely that you were able to do that.
Well, I wondered. I can't tell by listening often, because they were going back and forth across continents, some of them. But
I think nobody was in the same room with each other. I'm trying to think of who was in the groups, and we certainly weren't. Mm-hmm. You know, we thought about doing some recording while we were in a Google Hangout together, but yeah, the quality just wasn't that great. So, so this sounded much better.
Well, Karen is a teacher with a new contract, so I really had to hog tie her and drag her into the audio. She loves DS-106, but she's just, you know, swimming to, you know, keep her head afloat. So,
well, yeah. Thank you for hog tying. We know you're very persuasive, Sandy.
She laughed evilly. Anyway, great show, everybody. Really appreciate listening to hours worth of interesting material.
I know.
Yeah, this is it's been exceptional work. The best I've ever seen come out of a DS-106 class, easily.
Yeah, what you smoking?
Nothing, man. I got a cold I'm trying to shake off.
Well, you know, Sandy, you said that you didn't have time to really put things together and pay attention to detail. But I think even if you hadn't said that, I wouldn't have noticed anything about the transitions between. Like, they didn't feel jumpy or anything. You know, the transitions between the various parts. Although I dropped out for a little bit, various technical reasons, but so I might have missed something there. But
no, it was, and your intro and your outro were perfect. I love the bluesy riff there that you had going.
Oh yeah, somebody tweeted me asked me what that music was, and I lost the tweet for some reason. But you know, they're Apple loops,
right?
In GarageBand, they're loops that you can drag in, which I think is extremely cool. I just learned about those. Mm-hmm. I'm dangerous now. I know about Apple loops.
That's good, man. You be dangerous, Sandy. We like you dangerous.
Yeah, my dad said I was, you know, too ignorant to be, you know, to be afraid. Still that way.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for calling in. Thank you, Christina, for hanging out with me for like 4.5 hours.
Hey, that's great. It's been loads of fun. I've loved talking to
you. Were you guys in the same place?
No, I'm in Virginia.
And I'm in Vancouver, BC. So it's the beauty of Skype and DS-106 radio.
We're every man.
That's fantastic. Well, you guys did a great job. And on behalf of all DS-106ers everywhere, all over the world right now, we thank you for doing a great hosting job of our fabulous shows this evening.
All right. Thank you. Well, there's going to be another one. Thursday evening at 8 p.m. in UK time, which is, I don't know, it's actually noon here in Vancouver, so that'd be 3 p.m. East Coast time.
Right.
Yeah, so anybody who couldn't make this broadcast or missed some of it and wants to hear more. And then, of course, Alan is going to, or if they are not already uploaded into the DS-106 library for the radio, they'll be there, and then we'll just program them in. Lots of times over the next few days.
Many, many dreams to come.
Mm-hmm. And safe journeys, Alan.
All right. All right. Thanks to you. And thank you, Christine, again for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks to everyone else who was tuning in. It's been fun on the Twitter.
All right. So we're gonna go out here because I'm going to stop broadcasting because I need some sleep. And let's all say together at once, DS-106
sweet,
radio for life.
Sweet dreams.
No, DS-106 radio for life. And then sweet dreams. Oh. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3. DS-106 radio for life. Sweet dreams.
And sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Good night, everybody. Thanks.
Yeah, good night.